in Cincinnati to thank Ohio for helping to swing the election his way. USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with the sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with the sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Russian President Vladimir Putin made his annual address and said he wants to work with the incoming Trump administration. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Russian president saying today that Moscow wants to get along with the new Trump administration and to make friends, not enemies. Putin saying in his annual address to Russia's political elite, quote, "We don't want confrontation with anyone. We don't need it." He also said Russia is ready to cooperate with the new U.S. administration, adding, "We have a shared responsibility to ensure international security." I'm Chris Barnes.
A bank hostage situation over in Florida after a SWAT team swoops into a Community First Credit Union rescuing 11 hostages. The SWAT team was able to enter when two hostages that were hiding the gunman didn't know about made a break for freedom. The gunman was distracted. The SWAT team swooped in. The gunman now in custody. And Major League Baseball announcing they have a new collective bargaining agreement. It will change the World Series. The winner of the All-Star game doesn't determine home field advantage. Best record does. USA Radio News.
This is a huge epidemic that may be sweeping the nation. Many Americans don't know they may be affected by it. This fungus is something that may be lurking in our food supply, and the big food distributors don't want you to know about it. Do you often feel tired, fatigued, constipated, bloated, or have trouble sleeping? All of these are symptoms of the fungus that might be inside you right now. This is an urgent warning that is not being reported by most mainstream media. Go to gutkiller4.com now to watch the shocking presentation. That's gutkiller4.com.
City workers in Los Angeles are used to being stopped for things like traffic or neighbors complaining, but there's something unique that stops some construction projects in Los Angeles. Jason Cambodonia tells you what.
During construction for a new city rail line, workers found a 3-foot section of tusk fragments as well as fragments of teeth from an ancient elephant. About 10 feet from the original find, scientists found a partial skull on Monday. The mastodon pieces are said to be around 10,000 years old and from the Ice Age. Officials say LA is one of the richest Ice Age fossil sites in North America. Experts believe workers may find more pieces before the rail project is finished. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
Folks who work at Dollar General are used to people trying to steal things, maybe causing damage, but at one Washington area Dollar General, they weren't ready for this. Here's the story.
The St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office says officers were called to a Dollar General in Charlotte Hall Monday night on reports of a destructive rodent. When they arrived, they found a beaver causing damage to the aisle with, fittingly, artificial Christmas trees. Animal control was able to safely corral the beaver and release him to a wildlife rehab center. Nick Bovey, Washington.
A Pennsylvania teen accused of killing his mother and younger brother. Police arrested 14-year-old Jacob Remley in a double shooting that happened yesterday at his family's home in New Stanton. Court documents show he's being charged with first-degree murder and criminal homicide. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-9000. 1-800-273-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. The program is called Teachable Moments in Business, and I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. So where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, you know what? It's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. As I said, I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. My company is Rushmore Mentoring Group, and in that particular business, and I have three, I've had an opportunity to work with so many business owners, new entrepreneurs, budding entrepreneurs, people who've been in business for a long time. And in reality today, we are all lifelong learners. So I encourage you to listen to our programs. Today, I'll have a monologue. There are many times that I have wonderful guests who share their business experiences with us. So I hope that you'll listen every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. In the event that you miss a program, you can hear the rewind by going to the archives that you'll find on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio website. So keep in mind today is working and changing at a very fast pace. So by learning from other people who are willing to share information, I guarantee you that you'll have takeaways that you will definitely be able to utilize from time to time in your own business endeavors. And that goes for business owners as well as those folks who have what I call real jobs. So before we continue today, I want to take a look at the weather, and then we'll hear a word from one of our sponsors. But right now, I came into the studio. It's 49 degrees out. It's kind of chilly, and the sky is definitely overcast. And tonight, the weather will be, tonight I guess we're going to have a clearing, but a low of about 33 degrees with a west wind of 6 to 11 miles per hour. And tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 48. There will be a light west wind increasing to from 10 to 15 miles per hour in the morning. And then for tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of around 31 degrees. So as we continue this program, I'll come back and we'll take a look at the extended weather forecast.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
So this is your host, Vicki Lynn Morgan at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and I said, as I mentioned to you, the name of the program is Teachable Moments in Business. So the theme today that I want to cover falls in the area of selling. If you don't sell, you're not going to put food on the table. Of course, many of you who have listened to me in the past know that I'm an avid a trainer when it comes to marketing and selling skills. You have to market to create interest in your products and services, but the act of selling is what gets the order, and it also helps to is critical in building relationships with people so that you can get reorders. The name of the game today is repeat and referral business. So if you're selling vacuum cleaners, you may only sell one vacuum cleaner every 5 or 10 years to somebody. So there you're kind of looking at the opportunity to get referrals. So what does the word salesman bring to mind? Perhaps it's the Willie Loman from Death of a Salesman. He's an unfortunate image now tied to the unsavory used car salesman concept. In this context, salesperson means to some people slimy, probably a loser. In fact, that's why he's probably in sales. After all, he's the guy that gets the order and then, as I say, beats feet. He doesn't show up again. That doesn't work today in today's business world. But this image makes it so hard for the vast majority of hardworking, productive, and ethical salespeople to really function properly. What's even worse is so many salespeople have internalized this self-image, which stops them from doing the behavior needed to succeed so they can fail. And so many of the salespeople who succeed still see themselves in this light, and that they can very well burn out. So the question is, how can they sustain themselves psychologically with a diet of self-contempt? This is so unfair and so unnecessary because real salespeople, business developers, are really heroes. They follow the classic path and the quest of the hero. I personally have been selling for over 40 years, and first of all, you get more no's than you get yeses, but the reward is there when you make a sale, and it's a sale to the person because it's a benefit to them. It's a win-win for both parties. I had an interesting experience some years ago where I had a woman come to visit me at my office with the purpose of introducing me to an organization that where she was the ambassador and was out there to try to get me to join the organization. So I told her what I do and that I'm in sales, and her comments to me was, "Oh, I could never be in sales." And I said, "Well, what do you think you're doing here?" She had come to talk to me about her organization with a goal of getting me to sign up. And I said, "Well, what makes you say that? What makes you say that you're not a salesperson?" And she said, "Oh, well, salespeople are pushy. They really don't care about the people they're speaking to." And she said, "I could never be like that." And I said, "Well, you're not." So I think that many people think that to be a successful salesperson that you have to be pushy, perhaps underhanded, tell a few stories here and there, and that's not true. It's very important that you get to know people, you work with them, you partner with them, which is a big term that you'll hear in selling classes, and you build a relationship that will be ongoing. And this is really the way to do that is not to be pushy. Now, there's a writer, Joseph Campbell, who studied hero myths in hundreds of cultures over thousands of years. And he asked this question: at what point of the story does the protagonist become a hero? Is it when he or she is facing the dragon and threatening the kingdom, brandishing the steel sword? The classic meaningful answer is the protagonist becomes a hero when volunteering to face the dragon, when he or she leaves the village and faces the unknown and faces uncertainty. What makes a salesperson a hero is this is what they do every day. Salespeople face the unknown. They have to vanquish a variety of foes, including ignorance, bias, complacency, laziness, and a closed mindset. It takes a hero to persevere, to open, and to continue a discussion, especially in the face of such adversity. When we recognize this, we recognize what we do is heroic, and this begets self-respect. So with the right support, such as selling values, the right selling system, the correct selling tools, we also earn respect from prospects and customers. When we deliver a powerful sales presentation, earning the right to learn the prospect's closing conditions, then showing the prospect how we meet those closing conditions, we should be able to get the wows from this prospect. Now, I want to say as a sidebar to the term of closing a sale, Jeffrey Gittimer, who's one of my favorite authors, talks about earning the sale. So in the future, if you're in sales or if you have people working for you who are selling your products and services, think in terms of the work that goes into earning that sale. And I think it helps with the mindset. You have to work to it. You know, sales just don't happen overnight. To get the sales or to earn the sales, one of the techniques that we can talk about is getting the people to demonstrate an interest in what you have to offer. Some people refer to it as payments in kind, which are behaviors by the prospect that show that he or she is serious and engaged in the process. So payments in kind are forward-looking metrics for closing the sale or for earning the sale. So an example of a payment in kind would be where, let's say as an example, you've been asked by a prospect to put together a proposal for the service that you sell. You may say to that prospect, before I'd be happy to create a contract for you or a proposal for you, but before I do that, I'd love you to go to my website, take a look at what we do. I'd love to give you the names of several clients who have used our services, and if you would call them and find out how they're doing with the work and the services that we have provided. I think this is a demonstration of sincerity that someone has, and that really, if they follow through, this gives you the green light to go ahead and to complete the proposal. So think about this. I think it's a way to develop a relationship with a customer, to get that sincerity, to build that bond. And if they're not willing to follow your suggestions, it's a good chance. There's a good chance that you're just spinning your wheels and that writing that proposal is just going to be a total waste of your time. So, again, going back to some of the points that I did state, you do have to have values in selling, personal values. You have to be ethical. You have to have the right selling system, and I believe that means that you need to be trained on selling techniques. And, of course, you have to have the right selling tools. There are some companies that will say to a salesman, oh, you don't need those brochures or those price lists. You can just, here's a sample and go sell it. Consider the fact that everybody you talk to who's a prospect or a customer has a different learning style, and you have to have the right selling tools to meet their specific needs. So these are some thoughts that will help to drive not only respect for the personal respect for the salesperson, but also respect from the customers when they see that the salesperson is willing to build relationships, they're well prepared, and they have shown appreciation for the information that helps people to make the right decision to do business with you. So there you have some things to think about if you're in selling or if you have a salesperson working for you. We're going to continue this topic after the next message.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking. Teachable Moments in Business here on the 100 & Chamber Radio Station. We're talking about selling skills, concepts in selling, And sailing's not easy. It's in a way, it's really rocket science. So, and I don't believe that people are born salespeople. Yes, there are salespeople who have great personalities. They seem to connect well with people. They have a vast amount of knowledge. But there are also little tips here and there that are extremely important in order to be a fit and, you know, actually conduct efficient sales presentations. I think without the training and, of course, without the marketing behind it, the cost of selling can go up. The period, the length of time that a sale takes to complete can really take too much time. So think about getting some training. I do teach classes, by the way, at Raritan Valley Community College. I teach for the SBDC. And I guarantee those who come to the program learn information that they will never have heard anyplace else. And, in fact, I often focus on what I call, 11 elements that have to be in place in order to get a sale. So these are things to think about. I also talk about the mistakes that salespeople make so that if you know what they are, you'll avoid them and be more successful. Of course, you have to practice what I recommend. And if you do that, I know that you can be far more successful. So when it comes to characteristics of top salespeople, I have a list here that I'm going to share with you. I have 15 items on the list, and you may feel that you fulfill these characteristics or these points. If not, you may want to work on them. First of all, number one is you have to believe in your product or service. If you don't believe in what you're selling, you have to have that conviction. It has to be in your tone of voice. It has to be in your body language. And if you don't believe, and if you don't believe that what you're selling is appropriate for the prospect, then you should not be doing it. So think about how engaged you are in what it is that you're selling. Number two, you have to be able to relate to people. Find that connection or that link or some way of bonding and developing rapport with somebody. Find the commonality between you and the customer, because if people feel that, people like themselves. They're comfortable with others that are like them. So what can you say or what can you do to create that relationship? In fact, about a year or so ago, I was at a business, I was at a trade show actually, and a lady came into the booth where I was working, and she was rather standoffish. She didn't want to really talk to me. She acted very disinterested actually, but I was trying to get her attention, and I noticed on her badge that she lived in the Philadelphia area, which is where I'm from originally. So I asked her if she had ever been to a certain park, very, very beautiful park area where horses ride alongside of a river, actually called Valley Green, if anybody's from the Philadelphia area. So I said to her, have you ever been to Valley Green? And she looked at me and she said, yes, I have. And I said, isn't that a beautiful place? I used to go there with my family when I was a young child. And she said, oh, she said, I did too. Wasn't that lovely? And it just opened up the floodgates of conversation, and we developed a rapport because we both had an interest in that one thing, and it's really simple, but yet it worked. And after that, I was able to share with her information about the value of the products that I was selling, and she was more open to listening. So try to find that way of connecting to people. Find that link, and it can make all the difference in the world. Also, step number three would be to handle objectives effectively. And years ago, I was a sales rep for Xerox Corporation, and they taught a class called PSS, Professional Selling Skills. And they used to talk about two types of objections, difficult and easy. And an easy objection might be one where you forgot to tell them something, and you say, oh, excuse me, yes, and then go and answer that question. But today the selling has changed in that you have to, I think you avoid the concept of objections, because to me that's a big word. I think that's rather scary. So if you can think in terms of, what are the issues in people's minds? Are they disinterested? Are they skeptical? Is there a misunderstanding? Or is there just a drawback where, they want something and you just don't have it? That would be a difficult objection. But try to be really objective in taking a look and listening to what they're saying so that you answer the objections more readily. Also, another step I have here, number four, is to understand body language and personality types. For example, the in my classes I teach the fact that there are people who are the bean counters, there are the people who are tire kickers, you have people that perhaps they have learning difficulties. They could have dyslexia, for example, or ADD. So I think if you pay attention to the people you're speaking to, you have a better sense of how you're going to address them. Also, number five would be to know your products and services. You got to know everything because you are the expert in your field, and you're the one that can advise people as to the value of the product for that client or that prospect. Keep in mind that your client doesn't buy. In reality, they're not buying the product or service; they're buying what it does for them. So they buy the benefits, and you have to understand the benefits. In fact, when you're referencing a product or service, if you present a feature, it has to be accompanied by a benefit. So a feature, and if you state the feature and then you say the two words, which means, and then you offer a benefit, that connects the two. Because if you just state a feature without a benefit, it doesn't pass the so-called so what's test. So what? So keep in mind using the word two words, which means to connect the two. Also, in another step, six, would be to understand the importance of preparing for the sales call. And this means that you have to study your client, you have to study the industry that they're in, and you really just have to be prepared perhaps with sales material, samples, but be prepared to make that sales call. Number seven would be to be a good listener. In fact, the 80-20 rule really applies to salespeople. So therefore, you're going to talk 20% of the time, and you're going to listen 80% of the time, the 80-20 rule. In fact, I heard a talk given a number of years ago where the presenter said, with regard to salespeople, he said, listen until it hurts. Because some of us have the tendency to step on people's toes when they step on their lines. So give people a chance to answer questions and to listen to their statements before you jump in. In fact, one of the questioning techniques that is very good to use is to ask a question whereby you're saying, tell me exactly what's on your mind. Use that word exact. Really does come in handy. Number eight, be confident. Don't be cocky, be humble, but be confident and show that means an awful lot in the eyes of the prospect. Another point is to find what the problems and the pain, what some people refer to the pain points, what's keeping people up at night, what's hurting them, what are the problems that they're facing, so that you can identify the best ways to solve those problems. I also think you need to uncover the urgency that somebody has. So, for example, if a family was planning to have a wedding reception at their home, and the wife feels that their living room and dining room need to be upgraded and updated so that she has a more pleasant environment, the urgency would be for the decorator, it would be to say to that prospect, if you'd like to have this done, you only have a couple months to get it done, so let's make some plans to complete the task. So find the urgency, find the pain points that are hurting people, and that you can then focus on those, a way of solving those issues. Also, recognizing buying signals. So if somebody says to you, does this come in red, or how soon can I get such and such, that's really a buying signal. It's almost that they've gone beyond the deliberation stage, and they're ready to move forward. Also, know how to ask for the business and to make recommendations. Sometimes you wouldn't be inclined to say, well, I like your order. You might say, well, it sounds like we've come to some ideas that will be helpful for you. When would you like to get started? Or would you like this or that? That's a choice of yes and yes. So know how to ask for the order. Know how to close the deal, or know how, as I said earlier, know how to earn the order or earn the sale. And there has to, you have to be diplomatic about it. You don't want to be pushy. Also, as Jeffrey Gittimer says, people don't like to be, they like to buy, they don't like to be sold. So give people choices, and I think you'll be very successful. Be organized. That's in point number 13. Set goals. Number 14 would be to educate yourself all the time, because we are lifelong learners. And then also ask, number 15 is to ask for referrals and build strategic alliances with your customers and with your key opinion leaders and your centers of influence. And this would be very helpful for you to grow your business. So those are some tips for you, and these are tips that really make people tops in, you know, top performers in the field of selling. So I hope these are helping you. And by the way, you'll be able to hear these on the archive if you go back and listen to the program a second time by going to the 100 in Radio Station archives. Now a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Chip Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is a situation that we have seen before where there might be some disagreement between Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate, and they're going to need to do some work to try to resolve those differences, and hopefully they'll do that.
The White House continuing their full court press to try to get the Republican Congress to pass President Obama's long-term budget instead of a short-term budget spending bill that would allow President Trump to put a long-term budget in place. The White House attempting to claim it'll hurt the war on terror without a long-term deal.
That would hamstring the ability of the Department of Defense to initiate a number of programs that are critical to our national security.
Two Arizona police officers recovering after a shootout that left a suspect dead in Tucson. Police officials say the officers went to the apartment to arrest a 28-year-old man accused of aggravated assault. A gunfight ensued. The suspect was killed with both officers wounded. Get more news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling.
It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan on the 100 in Chamber Radio. This program is called Teachable Moments in Business, and we wanted to take a look at the weather to see what's going on out there. When I came to the studio this afternoon, it was about 49 degrees Fahrenheit, and this evening it's going to go down to about a low of 33. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high near 48, and then Friday night, a low about 31. Now, Saturday is supposed to be mostly sunny with a high near 47 degrees with a slight wind of 16 miles per hour. Saturday night it will be partly cloudy with a low of around 30 with northwest winds 6 to 8 miles per hour. And on Sunday, mostly sunny again with a high near 45. Now, Sunday night, there's a chance of showers. It'll be mostly cloudy with around 33 degrees. And the chance of rain is about 30%. Then Monday, back to partly sunny again with a high near 48. We've really had pretty mild winter so far. I wonder when it's really going to get cold. Monday night, again, partly cloudy with a low of around 31. So the weather's not bad. I guess we could use some more rain, but it doesn't look like we're going to get much maybe on Sunday night. So hopefully the reservoirs are going to start filling up a little bit. I know that around, I guess it was Spruce Run, about a week ago, it was down to about 35% of capacity of water, so that's not too good. At any rate, we were talking about selling skills and motivating sales forces, and as I mentioned, I've been in sales for over 40 years, and I'm a lifelong learner, and I teach selling skills because you have to practice, and there's no one right system for selling. But you do have to develop a style that works for you and one that is appropriate for the audience that you're selling to. Now, if you have salespeople working for you, or if you yourself are a salesperson, you're the folks who open doors and close the sales. You're the people who are responsible for generating the lifeblood of the business, and that's revenue. However, some salespeople are your front line and often the only ones who touch customers. So their role in the business is that of being ambassadors for the brand. And I have to say that everybody is an ambassador for the brand, but they don't always get in front of the customers. But they still have to have that attitude, because if they're in customer service or accounts receivable, accounts payable, you never know when someone's going to have a chance to be in front of the customer in one capacity or another. So we all have to be on the same page, really. So to ensure that your salespeople remain highly motivated and that they represent the company in the best possible way, there are a few tactics that we can consider implementing. So for example, you could have there's a way to turn leading salespeople into leaders for the business. So take the employee of the month concept to the next level by giving your best performing salespeople the opportunity to provide leadership to others and to spread ideas that are working. This turns the recognition and respect you show for one salesperson into a benefit for all salespeople at the company. But be careful. You want to recognize people who have good selling skill capabilities. It's very difficult, I think, when you take a new sales, you sign up somebody to be a salesman and you have them trained by someone who really doesn't have ethical, qualifiable selling skills. So make sure that you're partnering salespeople with one another who are going to be effective. And add meaning by drawing into the focus your company's impact on your customer and or the community. So share true stories about the change that your company is making in people's lives. When you make the work important, you see a whole new level of passion, gutsiness, and results. And as they say, you can't sell it if you don't believe in it. So how does the the product or service impact the lives of both the salespeople as well as the customers. It's very important. And keep in mind, as I said earlier, people buy benefits. They don't buy what you do, what you offer. They buy what they get out of the service that they obtain from your company. Another suggestion for motivating your sales force is to cultivate competence and confidence. So instead of barking commands to go out there and perform, give your salespeople command of the subject matter. Provide training. So further their education and training in key aspects of your industry sector, your product or service, and the latest sales techniques to continually stimulate and challenge your sales force and to grow their knowledge. The other thing that you can do is to be out front there with your marketing. In fact, I talked to a business owner some years ago who was looking for salespeople, and he made the comment to me that he was going to do everything possible in terms of marketing to make it easier and faster for a salesman to make a sale. And I thought, well, that's refreshing. That's nice to hear. And I think that a company has to create awareness for the products and services so that when the salesman does make that sales call, whether it's on the phone or in person, that whoever they're calling on will say, gee, I've heard of this, or there may be a positive brand identity when that sales call takes place. So give your sales force state-of-the-art toys, tools, and gadgets to help them to be ahead of the curve. The more you set your sales team members apart, the more excited your sales team, the more excited they will be about respecting themselves and in turn engendering respect for their customers. So the sales tools, encourage their use of social media for professional purposes, such as writing opinion pieces, sharing trends, and encouraging discourse and accessibility among customers. So there are many different ways to get people involved in the process of buying and selling. And also, sometimes it's time to take a few minutes out. So, for example, the break from the all-work, no-play paradigm by making your business a fun and exhilarating place to spend at long hours. Liven up your workplace with dedicated areas for work, creativity, and breaks. Create off-site events and activities that build team rapport and company loyalty that will allow for the exchange of ideas among salespeople. Unstructured environments can foster fresh thinking and big ideas. Those of you who may know Errol Engstrom, who was the owner of American Placemats, always impressed me because he was so loyal to his loyal sales. He had all saleswomen working for him, as far as I know. But he did things that I thought were extraordinary. He would sometimes show up on their doorstep on a work day and say, you don't have to make sales calls. I'm going to send your car out to be detailed, and we're going out to lunch. And then once a year, he used to take his salespeople on cruises down the Hudson River for a day of fun. And that helps to build camaraderie among the salespeople. And it just creates such a positive atmosphere in that job. Especially, when you think about it, salespeople quite often are working alone. Many of them don't even work in a home office. They may visit occasionally. But they're out, it's tough when you're out there. You're all by yourself selling. So if you can create opportunities to get together with people and to have some fun times and make it enjoyable, it really will help to build a respect for the business owner and the employer and long-term opportunities for everybody. So we're going to go on to another word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, Teachable Moments in Business, and we've been talking about selling skills and the value that salespeople have in helping a business to grow and to sustain its business relationships and its profitability. So we've talked about motivating your sales force, some of the tips for that are the characteristics that are important for us for being successful in selling. And I have another thought here to share with you. A lot of people don't think about what your body language can do for you. So it's said that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, and that extends even to the subconscious. So when humans are attracted to each other, platonically or otherwise, they have a tendency to mirror one another's mannerisms, inflections, and posture. But what if you've learned to harness these subconscious signals of endearment and use them to your own advantage? So in the 1970s, a professor at UCLA discovered that subjects based 93% of their perceptions of others on nonverbal cues during emotional communications, which means that only 7% of what people are noticing about you is what's coming out of your mouth. Every second your body is sending out a message, and don't you think it's time that you took control of what it has to say? So think about your body language. There's a concept that we teach in the class called matching, mirroring, and pacing. So people are comfortable with people like themselves. For example, one time I saw a demonstration where in a role play where there were one person played the customer, the other played the salesperson, and the customer would fold his arms as he was speaking to the salesperson, and then the salesperson would fold his arms. Then the customer might scratch his head or rub his cheek, and then the salesperson would do the same. That made it quite clear that the customer doesn't realize that the salesperson is matching and mirroring what the person is doing. So I think this also plays true with vocabulary. You would never use words and explanations that the customer doesn't understand. You have to speak their language. So listen to what the customer is saying, and then mirror them in that vocabulary and in those perhaps inflections of voice. I don't think it means violating your own professional ethics, but I think you do have to pay attention to the other person. So if the customer is telling a dirty joke, I'm not suggesting that you would tell a dirty joke. But there are ways that you can build that rapport with people. We all know about the effects of posture confidence, but what about relationships? Can you make yourself more likable just by moving a certain way? Science suggests that it's possible. Studies have shown that basic and subtle mirroring of a person you're trying to make an impression upon can increase subconscious feelings of fondness and trust. So try adopting a word from your boss's favorite phrase. Or if you're out to coffee with someone new and they wrap their hands around their cup, try doing the same thing. I bet they won't even notice that you're mirroring what they do. Open your body. Don't close yourself off with closed arms or by slouching. If you're with someone who's very formal and sits upright, you can't slouch. Pay attention. Extend eye contact also, just by a second or two. Subtle vulnerability creates a sense of comfort and well-being. Small movements that suggest underlying common ground send subconscious signals of trustworthiness. So remember, being subtle is key. If they notice you're mirroring on a conscious level, it may actually do more harm than good, so you do have to pay attention. So the next time you're not sure what to say to solidify a bond, let your body do the talking. One time I had a salesman come to see me to sell me a copier. I needed a new copier. And it just so happened, this is telling a tale out of school, I guess you could say, but because I had worked for Xerox, I decided to interview a salesman from Xerox who was well-trained, and I had had a different copier prior to that time. So anyway, he got out of the car. You could see he was very well-dressed. He came walking to my front door of my office, came in, we sat down, we had the little pleasant exchange of greetings and introductions, and then he said to me, he qualified me as being a decision maker. He did that, which is what you need to do when you're selling. There's an old expression, don't take no from a person who can't say yes. So he knew I had the authority to say yes because I'm the owner and I'm the decision maker. So he said to me, if we can come to terms today on a machine, a copier that would be a value to your business, would we be able to do business today? And I looked at him and I sat back in my chair and I said, I took that course. So it kind of broke the whole, it actually messed up the whole presentation that he was about to give me. So he sounded like a broken record or a record. He was well trained, but it sounded false. It didn't sound sincere the way he made those statements to me. So please don't sound like you're a record. Please understand who you're talking to and demonstrate that sincerity, and that will go a much longer way than trying to sound like it's a canned speech, which is what he actually was doing. Very, very important. So selling is important. There are sales courses out there in the world. There is a Sandler system teaches courses. I don't think you're going to find too many sales programs or sales training programs in the colleges and universities. I know there is one up at William Patterson University, but the ones that we have at Raritan College that I teach, it goes for 6 hours, and the first session, the first three-night session, is all about understanding customers and their motivations and their likes and dislikes. And the second night is where I get into what I call the anatomy of a sale, and that's where we talk about the mistakes that salespeople make, and then the what it takes to get a sale. So let's talk a little bit about what it takes to get a sale. After you've gone through the presentation, first of all, people have to like you. They have to trust you. In fact, Jeffrey Gittimer says that you have to be a trusted resource. So I'm going to put those two together, trusted resource. You have to be able to fulfill the need, and they have to want to do business with you. The timing has to be correct. Sometimes people are good prospects for your business, but if they're not ready to buy, they're not ready to buy. You have to then figure out what their time frame is, and at that point you have to get agreement for the next step to keep that relationship moving along. What I often find is that some people will take a response from a customer that is, well, when I'm interested, I'll call you. You as a salesperson can't leave it at that. You have to say, well, I can appreciate that you will call me back. When would I hear from you? And if the person said, well, for example, give me a couple weeks, I would say to them, well, if I don't hear from you in 2 weeks, I'll give you a call. Because you're the salesperson supposed to be in charge. You can't assume that customers will remember to call you back. So timing is important. The cost of the cost has to be viewed as an investment. So if they look at the cost of doing business with you just in terms of dollar signs and not the value that it brings to their lives or to their business, chances are you're not going to get the order. So it has to be an investment in something, and you've got to figure that out. And then finally, I think the biggest problem in getting orders today and in earning the sale is that people have to be willing to make changes. This, I think, is a big deal. And I'll give you an example. In my Animal Brands Manufacturers Rep Agency, we do business with distributors who sell to retailers, who sell to end users. Now think about it. Look at the changes that have to take place. If I sell to a distributor, and these are pet products that we sell, but there has to be room in the warehouse. They have to change their computers. They have to change their catalogs and their sell sheets. They have to educate the people in the warehouse, in the customer service department, and the salespeople. And then the salespeople have to educate the customers who are retail stores. The stores have to make room in the warehouses on their shelves for the products. They have to also then talk to the customers about the new choices that they have. So you're looking at, 5, 10, 15 changes that have to happen for one of my customers to say, yes, I'll buy something. So I really feel that if the attitude is, if it's not broken, I'm not going to fix it. As a salesperson, your job is to uncover areas of dissatisfaction and also differentiation that will make your product and service stand out from the crowd. Otherwise, people are not going to go to the trouble to make a change. Very, very, very interesting point here. So we've talked a lot about selling today, and I really hope that you've picked up some points that you can use in your day-to-day selling situations. Or if you hire salespeople, please train them, retrain them, travel with them. In fact, if you're a new business owner, sometimes I think it's a good idea to go out and make your own sales before you hire somebody to do it, because if you don't know what it's like to sell, you could be fooling yourself. So those are my thoughts. There's a quote of the day that I think is really relevant when it comes to selling, and it was a quote from a playwright whose name escapes me at the moment, but it's, "All the world's a stage, but most of us are desperately unrehearsed." Most people are not trained in selling. They get hired, and the employer keeps their fingers crossed. And they almost take the position of trial by fire or the sink and swim attitude. That is very costly to a business. So I encourage you to give some thought to the things we've talked about today. Go over, re-listen to what we've discussed, and I'm sure you'll pick up some pointers that you can use that will be very helpful for your businesses. So I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I own Russ Moore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection LLC. If you or somebody you know needs to be mentored on different aspects of the business, I'm available. The email address is teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, and we also have a Facebook page, Teachable Moments in Business. So I hope that we'll hear from you, and if there are people that you would like to have me interview for this program, please send along a message to me and we'll get hold of that person and make the proper arrangements. These programs are held on Thursday afternoons from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I want to thank you very much for listening today, and please come back next week, next Thursday afternoon. Take care. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is a situation that we have seen before where there might be some disagreement between Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate, and they're going to need to do some work to try to resolve those differences, and hopefully they'll do that.
The White House continuing their full court press to try to get the Republican Congress to pass President Obama's long-term budget instead of his short-term budget spending bill that would allow President Trump to put a long-term budget in place. The White House attempting to claim it'll hurt the war on terror without a long-term deal.
That would hamstring the ability of the Department of Defense to initiate a number of programs that are critical to our national security.
Two Arizona police officers recovering after a shootout that left a suspect dead in Tucson. Police officials say the officers went to the apartment to arrest a 28-year-old man accused of aggravated assault. A gunfight ensued. The suspect was killed with both officers wounded. Get more news.